This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Bacher. They like Mendelssohn, they love Shakespeare, and they like the sound of it. And that's how the Lysander Piano Trio got its name, for a character in Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. After a Dream is the title of the debut release from this trio, which is made up of three friends who met in the corridor at the Juilliard School of Music. Pianist Liza Stepanova, violinist Itamar Zorman, and cellist Michael Katz. Michael says the centerpiece of After a Dream is Maurice Ravel's only piano trio.
We knew from the very beginning that Ravel is going to be the main feature of the CD. So when we were picking a program, we decided instead of picking one or two other large works to find a program of smaller pieces that complement the Ravel well. And we went with the idea of dream and reality. So there's a lot of different colors and a lot of fantasy.
Ravel composed his trio in the summer of 1914 while vacationing at his favorite seaside town in the Basque region near the Spanish border. Liza says Ravel incorporated some of what he experienced there directly into this trio.
The first movement, which is the most substantial, begins in a very gentle way with a rhythm that people trace back to Basque traditions. The piece is actually in the regular meter, but the stresses within the bar are not regular, and thus the whole thing has a kind of a suspended feeling. And that gives the whole movement a very dreamy quality. And then there are eruptions and climaxes, that's also something very typical of Ravel, and then it subsides and it's back to this very, very dreamy. The third movement is a passacaglia, where a theme keeps recurring, a theme that is introduced in the very low, extremely low register of the piano in the beginning, and each time it comes back in a different instrument, it's enriched with more and more texture. It's a Baroque form, it's a very strict form, and it's interesting that Ravel chose this form for this third movement. Perhaps it's because right before World War I, composers in France were looking at their old French heritage, and there is a wonderful tradition of French Baroque music. So perhaps that was on his mind when he composed this very impressive movement that is an homage to a tradition. The third and fourth movement continue from one to the other without a break. And then the theme of the piano is in the pentatonic scale, so it evokes something of the Asian culture. And again, it's exciting, it's beautiful, it's transparent, it grows to huge climaxes, bigger than anything that came before. He really pulls all the stops with all glissandi, with tremolos in the instruments, beautiful writing, and a very satisfying conclusion, an optimistic one, actually.
After a Dream opens with Joaquin Turina's The Circle. It's a beautiful halo of sound. Michael thinks that of all the pieces on this recording, this one really complements Ravel's trio.
It shares a lot of the sounds that Ravel has in his music, and obviously the Spanish culture was something that was close to Ravel. I think there's something about the Turina that's truly magical, both the beginning and the ending with the sunrise and the sunset. You kind of feel really healthy joy in this piece.
Israeli composer Moshe Zorman, the father of the trio's violinist Itamar Zorman, wrote the final piece on this recording. Michael shares the idea behind Yemenite Fantasy.
So the story that Itamar told us is that his father met a Yemenite woman who both sang and danced, and one of the tunes that he heard her sing really, really mesmerized him. And he found something about it really touching and really personal. So he decided to take that tune and write a piece around it.
The Lysander Trio is a young, exuberant ensemble that will capture your attention and your imagination with their debut release. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Thank you.